This is where George IV retired with his guests after dinner. But he wasn't the only king to pass through these rooms. Nearly 100 years later, George V visited the hospital several times.
I have a funny story to tell, which occurred at the Royal Pavilion during a visit by the king and the queen and the children. As the king was doing his rounds in the wards, Jamidar Sobat Khan of the 129th Baluchis suddenly produced an autograph book and a pen for the emperor to sign his name. There were looks of horror from the commanding officer, but the king most graciously sat down on Jamidar's bed and wrote, "I was pleased to visit and meet Jamidar Sobat Khan, George R." Discipline in our hospital was very strict, so immediately after the royal party had left, the CEO remonstrated with the patient and asked him why he had troubled His Majesty. The Jamidar just smiled and said, "If I can take the trouble to leave my home and get severely wounded and maimed for life for the sake of His Majesty, surely he can't mind this little trouble to sign his name in my book."
That was Devinder Dhillon, coordinator of the Chatri Memorial, reading an account of the King's visit in 1915 by D.R. Tharper, assistant quartermaster at the pavilion. Throughout the war, members of the royal family visited the pavilion to help boost morale among the patients, both when it was an Indian hospital and as a hospital for limbless men. In the case of the Indian hospital, this was also part of a wider strategy not only to thank wounded troops for their sacrifice in person, but also to ensure the loyalty of the Indian Army in supporting the British Empire.